Bruchim Abayim B'Shem Hashem. What a great schus it is that throughout the entire world, on virtually every continent, we are all united, learning the Torah of the Heilig Gezeirah Shimshon. Our shir is for a schus and a refuah shalema, for Reb Chaim Yosef ben Malka Nechama, and for Sara Bas Pina. May they each have a refuah shalema b'mheira, and arichas yamim b'shanim tavos. Our shir is on the words, Ure'isem Oisoi, that a person should see the mitzvah of tzitzis, Uzachartem, as kol mitzvah is Hashem, and a person should remember all the mitzvahs of Hashem. We learn, Shkula mitzvah zu, this mitzvah is equal, Kineged kola mitzvahs kulon, to all of the other mitzvahs. We also have, in the name of Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, Kol azaris b'mitzvah zu, whoever is careful in this mitzvah, zoche u'mekabel pnei shechina. A person is zoche to be mekabel the shechina. Lastly, the Yalkut Shmoni says, v'isem kedoshim lelokechem, zu kedushas tzitzis. It means that tzitzis, mosefes kedusha liYisrael. This mitzvah adds kedusha to klal Yisrael more than any other mitzvah. The Zera Shimshon asks, how do we understand these statements? Why is the mitzvah of tzitzis shokol keneged kol mitzvahs? Why is it equal to all the mitzvahs? What's with the Kabbalah's Pnei Shechina? And why does it add kedusha? Rabbeinu answers that the mitzvah of tzitzis is such a mitzvah gedoyla that kelayim is mutter for tzitzis. We could also say that the guf and the nefesh are connected in avodas Hashem through the mitzvah of tzitzis, as it was before the chet of Adam Arishon. By seeing the tzitzis, a person can constantly remember not to go after their physical desires. A person who remembers this and does not pursue gashmias has created a hoysof of kedusha, additional kedusha, more than any other mitzvah that does not have this implication. Certainly, a person who accepts upon themselves to distance themselves from the taivas of Olam Hazeh will merit to be mekabel pnei shechina. As it says, Adam mekadesh atzma ma'at, a person will sanctify themselves just a little bit. Mekadshin oisoi harbe, from Shemayim, they will add a lot of kedusha to that individual. Harava Goin Rav Moshe Feinstein, Zecher Tzadik Livracha, was very ill. He was in the hospital, and family members had gathered around his bed, saying Tehillim. Rav Moshe was not responsive. All of a sudden, they saw Rav Moshe lift his hand, and he began to tug at his clothing. They were so excited, they summoned the doctors. The doctors ran in to see if Rav Moshe had regained consciousness. After a few minutes, the doctor said he is still not aware of his surroundings. Then the family members asked the doctors, then what does it mean that he keeps tugging at his clothing? The doctors were surprised. They said, we don't know. We're not sure exactly what he's trying to tell us. Hundreds of thousands of people from around the world said Tehillim on behalf of the Tzaddik, and 1 week later, Rav Moshe regained consciousness. One of the grandchildren asked the Zayde if by any chance he remembers why he was tugging at his clothing during the time that he was not conscious. Rav Moshe smiled at the grandson. He said, you know, we're required to wear tzitzits in the daytime, not at night. That means any nighttime clothing does not require tzitzis. However, since I was a few days on the sickbed, I was in doubt whether my clothing was considered nighttime clothing or daytime. That meant there was a question whether I was mechuyev in tzitzis. I checked to see whether I could feel the strings of the tzitzis or not. Even when the tzaddik was not fully conscious, he was conscious of the mitzvahs of Hashem at all times. Be'ezer Hashem Yisbarach, we will continue tomorrow with our Shir and the Zerah Shimshon. I wish everyone me'umka deliba, besuros tavos, yeshuos v'nechomos.